Two men remain on the run tonight after a police officer was shot at in the early hours of the morning in the Bay of Islands. While the officer escaped injury, the windscreen of the patrol car they were driving was sprayed with gunshot pellets. Police have been looking for those responsible, and their investigation now includes a suspected kidnapping and a torched car. Katie Todd reports.
The shooting unfolded on a stretch of State Highway 11, inland from Waitangi and south of Kerikeri, at about a quarter past four this morning. A police car was driving between rolling hills and farms, near an intersection with State Highway 10 called Puketona Junction, when a silver or grey car pulled out in front and stopped. Two men in masks got out holding guns, and one shot was fired, damaging the police car's windscreen. The police say the officer escaped injury, but she is shaken. She's receiving support from the Police Association, where Marcia Murray is vice president.
It's an unacceptable and extremely serious incident, and it's tough for the member involved, the member's family, and all our members across New Zealand.
In the hours that followed, nearby residents described waking to the noise of a tow truck removing the damaged police car and other police cars, sirens blaring, racing along the highway. Buck Lane drove by the scene shortly after 6 a.m.
That was quite ominous, and we could see that something was very, very untoward going on. All in all, they were just conducting their investigation. They had forensics show up afterwards, and they were picking up small items off the road and marking them with dye marker.
At about 8 o'clock in a separate incident, the police say a man sought help in Matauri Bay after being kidnapped near Kerikeri. They say a grey Nissan Skyline car was involved in the kidnapping, and it was set alight in the early hours, about 20 kilometres inland from the shooting scene. The police are now trying to work out if it is the same car and if the two incidents are connected. With the shooting offenders still at large, Far North Mayor John Carter says the community is on edge. He says it's disappointing, unwanted and unneeded.
There's some anger. There's concern, and in a way it reflects the social issues that we have here, and that's why we're all working together to see what we can do to address this particular incident, but also to make sure that as we move forward that these things don't continue to reoccur.
Today's incident comes after Officer Matthew Hunt was shot and killed on the job in Auckland in July. In the first week of August, there were two more cases of guns being pointed at officers in Auckland and one incident in which a gun was fired at the police out of a car window. Among the police community, Marcia Murray says there's strong support for officers to be routinely armed.
It really is an unwelcome reminder of the proliferation of firearms in criminal hands. The gun buyback took 60,000 of our most dangerous weapons off the streets, but there's still much work to do in this space.
Police say the Far North community can be reassured, and they have a determined team of investigators working to bring those involved in this morning's incident to account. They want to hear from anyone with information, or anyone who's seen a Nissan Skyline with the registration MWD 839. For Checkpoint, call Katie Todd, TNA.